judgment for sin that is death. But Christ came and stood in our place. He took upon himself the guilt of our sins, and standing guilty before God of our sins, and bore the punishment that we deserve. He made full and complete satisfaction on the cross. He didn't make just a partial satisfaction, paying for just some of our sins, and then leaving some of it for a further sacrifice down the road, or leaving something for us to do to save ourselves. Fully atoned. away from that, then question and answer meeting has an important place in our Reformed discussions. It's an accurate description and explanation of what God says in His Word. In condemning the Roman Catholic Mass, really faithful sets forth right theology of the Lord's Supper. relationship as a result of our sin. It's those consequences that bother us. It's not really a sin. We got away. We continue with this. We examine our hearts that were genuinely sorry for our sins. A genuine sorrow of heart means that we view that sin as God. We hate that sin because that's contrary to the will of our holy God to grieve over that sin because it's a sin against our heavenly Father. So gracious and merciful to us. Sorrow over sin, the deep, genuine sorrow, hatred, those sins against God. Secondly, we examine ourselves, examining our hearts, whether by faith or trusting in Jesus Christ. The dangers, think for the child of God. One of the dangers is that of careless attitude towards sin. When we sin, that doesn't bother us. Our conscience isn't correct. We're comfortable in that sin. The other danger is that we can focus only upon our sins. We can have a very sensitive and a very tender conscience where when we sin, it truly bothers us. And that's a good thing. Focus upon that sin. Think only about the sin that we've committed. Think about how awful a person we are, how gross and disgusting we are because of the sin that we've committed, and then begin to doubt, how can I ever be a child of God if I've committed these horrible sins? Or if we haven't seen our sins and we're sorry for our sins, but we don't only focus on our sins. Remember, we're to look to Christ, to His cross, to the one who sacrificed an atonement for sin for us there, so that our focus isn't just on our sin, but that we take those, yes, horrible sins to the cross. By faith, trusting in Christ. Satisfaction of those sins for their forgiveness. So that we know not just the reality of sin, but the reality of forgiveness. Third place, we examine ourselves, we examine whether it is in our heart. Desire to have our faith strengthened, our lives more holy. You notice that the Catechism uses the language of a desire there. It's not sin. As we come to partake, we're confessing, my faith is holy.